Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
Well, today we're wrapping up the series on hearing the voice of God. How many have enjoyed this message about learning how to listen? Throughout this series, we've looked at people in Scripture who've heard the voice of God, and that's our model for hearing God's voice, responding to God's voice. God is speaking in every season. He's not just speaking to special Christians. He's speaking to all Christians. So the challenge for us is learning how to listen. Jesus said in John 10:27, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." In Revelation 2:7, the word of the Lord is, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches." So God is speaking. Look at somebody and say, God is speaking. The question is if we're listening. We talked about Samuel and how he learned to say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." We talked about Elijah and how he saw God speak to him through the delicate whispering voice. We looked at Moses, how God spoke to him in a dramatic way at the burning bush and also through circumstances. We looked at Joseph last week and saw how God can communicate through dreams. Today, I want to talk about another way that God speaks to us. God can speak to us through visions. A dream comes while we're sleeping, but a vision is something God allows us to see while we are awake. And throughout scriptures, there are these pivotal moments when God gives someone a picture of what he's doing or what he's about to do. And it's true that sometimes God gives us words and that's enough. Sometimes we need more than that and God gives us a picture. So today I want to take a look at Peter and Cornelius because I believe Acts 10 gives us a clear example of how God speaks to us through visions. If you'll go there with me, I want to read a little bit from Acts 10, and then we'll dive into the message. In Caesarea, there lived a Roman army officer named Cornelius, who was a captain of the Italian regiment. He was a devout, God-fearing man, as was everyone in his household. He gave generously to the poor and prayed regularly to God. One afternoon, about 3 o'clock, he had a vision in which he saw an angel of God coming towards him. "Cornelius," the angel said, and Cornelius stared at him in terror. "What is it, sir?" he asked the angel. And the angel replied, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have been received by God as an offering. Now send some men to Joppa and summon a man named Simon Peter. He's staying with Simon, a tanner who lives near the seashore." There's several things that we can learn from the story about hearing God through visions. I want to take a look at 6 things that we can learn about these visions here in Acts 10. The first thing is this: God can speak to anyone. I hear that. Oftentimes we disqualify ourselves, but if we have to keep things simple and realize that God can speak to anyone. It's important that we don't disqualify ourselves. See, Cornelius was a Roman military officer, and I want you to think about the significance of what that means. Israel was living under Roman occupation. Jesus had been executed underneath Roman authority. There would have been enormous tension between Jews and Romans, yet God chooses to speak to this Roman. God is no respecter of persons. God chooses to speak to an outsider. God is showing us something, a pattern of how he works. God is more concerned about the posture of your heart than the story of your past.
I like that. I like
so that. Whatever story that you're telling yourself that you've disqualified yourself from hearing from God or having a closer walk with God, you need to push that to the side and realize God is more concerned about the posture of your heart and the story of your past. Cornelius was part of the Roman military system. Brutal. Well-trained. And they were over so many different people groups. But there was something more about Cornelius. It says he was devout. It says it was God-fearing. It says he was generous. It said it was prayerful. He said it was leading his household towards God. So his background did not prevent him from pursuing God. And his background did not prevent God from speaking to him. Some people have disqualified themselves with all kinds of things. Well, my family wasn't spiritual, or I didn't grow up in church, or I've made too many mistakes, or I'm not educated enough, or I'm not a preacher, I'm not a pastor, I don't know enough scripture yet. We have to stop disqualifying us for things God is wanting to qualify us to do. God can speak to anyone whose heart is turned towards him. Acts 10 becomes this monumental turning point in the church, the early church, because God is preparing Peter to understand that the gospel is not just for the Jews. Jesus is for everyone. Can I say it again? Jesus is for everyone. We have to remember that when we find people in different various backgrounds coming from different things with different thought patterns, remembering that Jesus is for everyone, every nature, nation, every culture, every background, every family, every person. Your background does not disqualify you from the voice of God. Number two, identity determines your hearing. Identity determines your hearing. So God can speak to anyone, number one. Number two, identity determines your hearing. What does that mean? We hear a lot of talk today about identity. Who are you? Well, I identify as this. How do you see yourself, right? How do you identify? Cornelius could have allowed his primary identity to be, well, I'm a Roman officer. But Acts describes him as something deeper. Yeah. Acts described him as a devout, a God-fearing man. Now, a Roman officer, that's what he did. That was his occupation. But seeking God was the posture of his heart. Whatever it is, that's your career field or what you do, 9 to 5, you know what? That is what you do. But there's something deeper that you can be like Cornelius and say, I'm a person that has their heart towards God. I'm devout. I'm God-fearing. I may be a teacher, you know, but or I might be working at the city, but that's not my identity. That's what I do. That's what God has me doing right now. But my identity is in Christ. There's a difference between what you do and who you are. And if you're not careful, you'll build your identity around natural things. Where we were born, our ethnicity, our profession, our education, our accomplishments, our failures, our past. But there's a higher identity available to us. Our identity is in Christ. Will you say that with me? Our identity is in Christ. That's the biggest thing. That's the highest thing. That's the most important thing right there. We are the children of God. We are citizens of heaven. We are heirs to the promise. We are part of the family of God. That is the greatest identity anyone that calls themselves as a Christian has. And when your identity changes, watch this, your hearing changes. When your identity changes, your hearing changes because you realize this is who I am. This is what I've been called into. I've been called into the family of God. Because I have the identity of a child of God, now I have the responsibility and the access to hear from my Heavenly Father. If you believe that you're far from God, you're going to interpret everything through distance. If you believe that God doesn't care about you, you're going to interpret everything through rejection. If you believe that you're merely the sum total of your mistakes, you'll interpret life through your past. But when you understand you belong to God, you are His child, you're a part of His family, you're going to listen different. You're going to hear some things that you never heard before. Your identity will influence how you hear. So we know God can speak to anyone. Identity determines your hearing. Now, there's something else that's interesting about Cornelius. Acts tells us he gave generously to the poor and prayed regularly to God. Then the angel tells him, your prayers and gifts to the poor have been received by God as an offering. Wow. So first, let me be clear about this. We're not saved by our works. We're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. We can't earn salvation. We can't purchase God's favor. But Scripture also makes it very clear our actions matter to God. Faith without works is dead. That's what James 2:26 says, right? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. So here's the principle. Faith produces action, and action creates spiritual momentum. Wow. Your action will create spiritual momentum in your life. Faith is powerful. But when faith causes you to pray, something begins to happen. Faith is powerful, but when my faith causes me to serve, something powerful begins to happen. Faith is powerful, but when the faith causes you to give, something begins to happen. Faith is powerful, but when it's coupled with telling somebody about Jesus, there's a spiritual momentum that happens. God notices Cornelius' prayers. He notices his generosity. He notices his pursuit. His actions did not earn salvation, but they revealed the genuine posture of his heart. Faith that is alive produces action. Can I say it again? Faith that is alive produces action. Somebody that you've known for a long time, and then you find out that they're a Christian, a lot of times that's because there was not a lot of action in their life. Faith. True faith produces action. So, Cornelius apparently had none of the formal training in hearing God's voice that we have record of. He hadn't attended a seminar on visions. He hadn't listened to a bunch of sermons on hearing God's voice. He was simply pursuing God the best that he knew how. He was praying. He was giving. He was serving. He was leading his family towards God. And right in the middle of doing kingdom things, God spoke. Sometimes people say, Pastor, I want to hear God. Start by doing the things that God has already told you to do. Pray. Serve. Give. Forgive. Love. Worship. Faithful obedience positions your heart to recognize the voice of God. Faithful obedience positions your heart to recognize the voice of God. Now watch what happens in Acts 10:9. The next day, as Cornelius' messengers were nearing the town, Peter went up on the flat roof to pray. It was about noon and he was hungry. But while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. And he saw the sky open and something like a large sheet was let down by its four corners. In the sheet were all sorts of animals, reptiles, and birds. Then a voice said to him, get up, Peter, kill and eat. No, Lord, Peter declared, I have never eaten anything that our Jewish laws have declared impure and unclean. But the voice spoke again, do not call something unclean if God has made it clean. Yeah. The same vision was repeated three times. Then the sheet was suddenly pulled up to heaven. Peter was very perplexed. What could the vision mean? Just then, men sit by Cornelius found Simon's house, standing right outside the gate. They asked if a man, Simon Peter, was staying there. Meanwhile, as Peter was puzzling over the vision, the Holy Spirit said to him, three men have come looking for you. Get up, go downstairs, and go with them without hesitation. Don't worry, for I have sent them. So Peter went downstairs. Listen, it's important to listen to the voice of God. We've been talking about that all series long. Thank you. I'm done with that. I've drank all that tea. That's gone.
That's my coffee.
Well, that's somebody just saved the day. Man, no. It's important to listen for the voice of God. Watch this, because if Peter wasn't listening to the Holy Spirit, he would have seen three two or three Roman soldiers showing up, and what would Peter want to do in the natural? Hide. These are the same type of men that crucified Jesus. But because he received the vision, he was listening to hear God's voice, he responded in a completely different way. I want to tell you, as you are sensitizing your ears, you're going to begin to hear things differently in this season and the seasons to come, and it's going to cause you to respond in a higher way. You're not going to respond the way you would in the past. You're not going to respond in fear. You're not going to have the wrong response. You're going to have the right response because you've learned to listen. So God speaks to Cornelius through a vision. Then God speaks to Peter through a vision. Why? Because God was doing something so radically outside of Peter's previous understanding that Peter needed to see it. He needed to visualize it. Sometimes words are enough, but sometimes you need more. Sometimes you need a picture. Have you ever tried to explain something to someone and it takes you like 25 minutes just to... And then you're like, look, just let me pull up this picture on my phone so you can see what I'm talking about. That's why we have the expression, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Sometimes you just need a picture. So sometimes God gives us pictures because he's trying to expand our understanding. Peter had categories, he had traditions, he had assumptions. Peter had been raised with a very clear understanding of what was clean and what was unclean, and now God was preparing him for something that he had never imagined. So the Holy Spirit was about to be poured out on the Gentiles, on the non-Jews too. So this was monumental. It was different from Peter's framework of thought. This challenged Peter's categories, so God gave him a picture. There are times when God wants to do something outside of our previous experience, and God is going to give you a picture so that you can begin to see something that you have not previously imagined. You've not previously been there. It's something beyond what you could ask or think. Isaiah 43:19 says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." So sometimes before you can walk into something new, you need to see it first. God wants you to walk into the new thing, so he's going to have to show you a picture. Now, one word of caution, and this is a very helpful guardrail. Whenever we believe God has given us a dream, a vision, a spiritual impression, it must always be tested against the written word of God. Because God will never contradict what he's already spoken in Scripture. A true vision from God will agree with the word of God and lead us toward the purposes that God has for us. So I want you to watch what happens here. God gives Cornelius a vision. God gives Peter a vision. And then he brings the two men together. And that's not accidental. That's God making a connection. So, number one, God can speak to anyone. Number two, identity determines your hearing. Number three, actions matter. Number four, sometimes a picture is needed. And many times when God speaks, he's trying to connect something. He may be connecting you to a person. He may be connecting you to an opportunity. He may be connecting you to a purpose, a revelation, an assignment, a moment, a new season. In Acts 10, God was creating a monumental connection between Peter and Cornelius. Peter represented the Jewish world and Cornelius represented the non-Jewish world. And God was making this connection to help open a door to the gospel and move in a powerful way to the non-Jews. This vision produced a connection. And the connection produced kingdom advancement. God's voice will connect you to your next assignment.
Yes.
God's voice will connect you to your new assignment. Listen, when God speaks, don't just say, "Oh, thank God he spoke to me," and I write it down in my journal and I just... Don't think about it. No, That is an assignment. God's voice is connecting you to something. I've done a fair amount of travel in my life, and what I've realized is when you go to the airport and you're going a far ways away, what will happen a lot of times is there's a connecting flight. And you have to make sure that you make your connection. You have to make sure that you get on the right plane. Because if you miss your connection or you get on the wrong connecting flight, you're going to go to the wrong place. So God wants to speak to us to make sure that we make our connections so that we can get to our destination in God, that we can get to our purpose in God. We don't want to miss our connections. God's pictures for us are going to help us make the connection with people, with purpose, with opportunities.
Right.
And some connections are time sensitive. Some connections only exist within a certain window. And spiritually, there are connections that God wants to bring into our lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
God knows where He's taking you. And sometimes His voice is the thing that's going to help you recognize the connections that are going to get you there. Don't miss your connection. Don't miss your connection. God can speak to anyone. Identity determines your hearing. Actions matter. Sometimes a picture is needed. And God is making connections. But there's one final part of the story that I don't want you to miss. In Acts 10:24, it says, they arrive, talking about Peter and his entourage. They arrive in Caesarea the following day. And Cornelius is waiting for them. And he's called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter enters his home, Cornelius fell at his feet and worshiped him. But Peter pulls him up and said, stand up, I'm a human being just like you. So they talked together and went inside where there were others assembled. Here's what we need to see. Peter arrives. Cornelius is ready. He didn't fully know what was about to happen. He didn't know exactly what Peter was going to say. He didn't know what the meeting was going to be like, but he was ready. And he wasn't the only one. He had brought together his family, and not just his family. He had brought together his friends, and not just his friends. It says there were even more people when they got inside the house. There was expectation. There was anticipation for whatever God was going to do. I don't know what you're going to do, God, but I'm ready for it. That has to be the posture of our heart when we're hearing from God, or we're seeing a vision, or we're having a dream. We're saying, God, I don't know exactly what you're doing, but I'm ready. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to do something off of what you're speaking. Cornelius essentially said, if God is sending someone here with a word, I'm not keeping this to myself. I love that. Because it's not enough just to receive a vision. We have to be ready for what God is about to show us. And then we have to be responsive.
Yeah.
The moment God told Cornelius what to do, boom, he sent men to find Peter. He didn't receive the vision and say, man, I'm going to pray about this for 6 months. Immediately he sent men to do what he saw in the vision.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. God wants to revolutionize your life. And if you'll just obey the voice of God when He speaks to you, it's gonna change your life. It's going to change your world. It's going to cause you to accelerate into your purpose and accelerate your growth in God. He didn't write the vision in his journal and forget about it. He responded. And while Peter was on his way, he's still traveling. Cornelius was preparing. He's calling people. He's getting people. He's sending for people, getting them at the house. Faith gets ready for what God said. Faith gets ready for what God said. Some of us want God to speak, but God is asking, what did you do with the last thing that I said to you? Have you stewarded? Were you responsible? Were you responsive? We don't want to become people who hear God and then sit on what He says. We don't want to receive the dreams, the visions, the prophetic words, and then do nothing. We want to become people of faith and action. Say that with me. Faith and action. People who are ready and responsive. Because some things God speaks are time sensitive. Cornelius was ready. Cornelius was responsive. And because he responded, his entire household encountered God. And not just his whole household, his friends, his neighbors, the people in his network, whoever he could invite and get in his house. Later in Acts 10, while Peter is still preaching, the Holy Spirit falls on him, on everyone listening. And think about this. One man received a vision. He responded to what God showed him. He made a connection. He gathered his family and friends. And then the whole entire household experienced the presence of God. Because he was responsible with the one vision he had, there was a move of God in his household. His entire household was saved, is what the scripture said. Think about one vision, one word that God could give you, and it could change your whole family. That's why listening matters. Acts 10 teaches us so much. God can speak to anyone. Identity determines your hearing. Actions matter. Sometimes you need a picture. God is making connections. Be ready and be responsive. Listen, God loves you. He wants to have a relationship with you.
Yes.
He wants to talk to you. He wants to speak to you. Throughout this series, we've seen God can speak a lot of ways. He can speak through his word. He can speak through prophecy. He can speak through a whisper. He can speak through a burning bush. He can speak through a circumstance. He can speak through a dream. He can speak through a vision. But whatever method that he uses, the big question is, will you listen? Are you listening? Are you making space to listen? Are you slowing down enough to listen? Because hearing God is not merely about receiving information. It's about a relationship. It's about obedience. It's about becoming people whose hearts are sensitive and courageous enough to respond. So our prayer should still be what we began the series with. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. That's the posture of our heart. I don't care how you speak, but speak, Lord. I'm listening. I want to be a better listener. And then when he speaks, be ready. Be responsive. We want to be good stewards. And make that connection. Take that step. God is speaking. And our prayer, my prayer today, may we have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Will you bow your heads? Let me pray with you today. God, I thank you, Lord, for each and every person that's here today. You desire to have relationship with us. You desire to speak to us. And that can happen a lot of ways. It might be an impression that you give us, a thought that you give us, maybe a prophetic word, maybe a dream or a vision. You may speak through a circumstance, but God, we want to learn to listen. So God, I thank you, Lord, for the journey of faith that you have each and every person on. I just pray that they would learn to listen a little bit better. That something, while we've been talking about this in this series, God, would stir up an appetite to hear your voice. A hunger to listen, to lean in, to see what you have to say. And maybe as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I've kind of drifted in my relationship, but I want to reconnect with him. If that's you today, you could slip up your hand. I'd love to pray with you right where you are. Amen. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I don't know if I've ever really had that connection with Jesus. I've been around religious things or religious people, but I don't know if I've ever really committed to having a relationship with Jesus. If that's you and you say, I want a relationship with Jesus, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you today right where you are. Amen. Amen. If you lifted your hand for either one of those things, I want you to say this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this prayer, you can say this with us. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins, for my mistakes. I receive your free gift of forgiveness, of grace, of salvation. Thank you for loving me so much that you died for me. Now help me live a life that pleases the Father. I want to walk in your footsteps. I want to do it your way. So Jesus, lead me and I'll follow. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.